talking about dogs. So, Jules, well, you know my favourite song to play. Who let the dogs out again?
Are you intentionally just finding dog stories every day so you can play them?
Possibly.
I mean, I don't have an issue with it.
Jules, this story comes from a supermarket we all know and love. It's a big red building. You know where it is. You've been there. It rhymes with Schmoles. Now, unfortunately, this has gone viral on social media. I saw this on TikTok. Someone had reshared the video of a person at the checkout of the supermarket. And you know where you normally have, like, your bags getting ready to put your bags in
The bagging area. Yeah, unexpected item in bagging area.
There was a dog sitting in the bagging area of the checkout.
Was it like a helper dog or something? Or a comfort dog?
Unfortunately, Jules, it was not a companion dog or a sightseeing dog.
Well, I say comfort dog. Companion dog.
Didn't have the little jacket on.
Okay.
Didn't have the badge, you know, where it identifies as the companion. It was just someone's animal, which is cool. This has sparked a big debate.
Does that mean that they'd taken it throughout the entire store?
Yes, ma'am.
Because I didn't think that was allowed. I know you can do that at Bunnings. There are all four dogs in Bunnings, but I didn't think you could do it in a supermarket where there's all that food and fresh produce and everything.
That's the thing, Jules. This is why the debate has gone viral. Yay or nay?
I'd probably have to say nay.
I'm going to have to say nay as well. Dogs in the supermarket.
Yeah, I wouldn't put them in the supermarket, and they're not called supos. Don't try and make supo happen.
But it is supo, though. No, just had a supo.
Nobody says supo.
We do now. It's a thing.
I definitely wouldn't go the dogs inside.
At the supo.
Yeah. It's not going to happen, bud.
It just rocks you up. But anyway, yes. So no dogs inside the supermarket.
No.
Just because of their food, the hygienic kind of side of things. Mm-hmm. I understand, like, you know, our incredible companion dogs, the working dogs. Yes, they are 100% welcome everywhere.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But not just your pet because you don't want to leave it outside.
Yeah, no.
Where do we draw the line?
It looks like a fancy dog too. It must have been a Groodle, so maybe it was an expensive one, so that's why they didn't want to leave it outside.
One of those dogs that goes to the groomers and gets haircuts.
Yeah.
Dogs don't need haircuts.
No, some of them do.
Do they? Oh, yeah, I suppose like over their eyes.
Yeah. Got to trim it up so they can see.
Yeah, true.
And breathe. You know how it is.
Yay or nay, dogs in supermarkets. It was at a big red supermarket that rhymes with Schmoles. I'll let you work that one out. Yeah, dogs at the supo. And supo, new word for supermarket.
Yeah, give us a call. Is supo going to happen?
No,
it's not.
Oh, come on.
It's a supermarket.
Supo.
You call it Woolies or you call it Coles or you call it IGA.
Ah, supo.
You're not calling it a supo.
Just down at the supo, mate. Dogs in the supo.
I wouldn't put them in the supermarket, and they're not called supos. Don't try and make supo happen.
But it is supo, though. No, just at the supo.
Nobody says supo.
We do now.